iHeartRadio. You can listen to us on the app as well. Time to catch up with Gussie from the GAPDL. Morning, mate.
Morning, Hammo.
Now, there's tons of stuff which is coming up over the next few weeks, eh?
It's just so busy. There's never any shortage of things on in Gladstone.
The salvos. I'm a part of this as well. The Red Shield appeal coming up, eh, on the 10th of November.
Yeah, we got the business Christmas lunch, 10th of November at the GECC. It's a minimum $50 a seat. All the money we raise goes back into the local Christmas appeal. Nothing goes to out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So if any of the businesses out there can come along and generously donate, it'd be really appreciated to help struggling families in the community.
How do we raise the money?
By raffles and donations and auctions and any other way that I think that we'll try and extract the money out of people.
Need to RSVP by the 28th, so in 4 days' time, kate.fisher@salvationarmy.org.au. You can also give me a call and I'll give you Kate's email address as well. Now, keynote speaker Craig Hames, the CEO of Gladstone Ports.
Yeah, the new CEO. It'll be very interesting to hear his impressions on Gladstone and life experiences and the future of the port and what he thinks that Gladstone might need. So it'll be a very interesting keynote address. We've also got a few people that the Salvation Army has helped to give some, testimonials on, how it can turn someone's life around. 10th of November, mate.
Between midday and 2. Business attire, I see. Is jeans business attire? No.
Mate, you just come in your work uniform.
I was going to say, I don't think I own a pair of slacks.
No, I wouldn't think you would have. I don't think you wear. You wore your pyjamas to golf yesterday.
No wonder you didn't have a dig at me earlier. Mate, we got a few other things happening. The Beer and Cider Festival is 2 days later, and I'm the MC for that as well.
Oh, you're a man in demand, Hammo. But that's going to be awesome. And, for everyone who's been driving down Auckland Street for the last year or so and seen Ward's Brewery in progress, you'll be able to have a sample at the Beer and Cider Festival, which is first batch off the brew. Get down to the Beer and Cider Festival and sample what you're going to be drinking down there at the new premises in Auckland Street.
There's a dunk machine as well that you're going to be in.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've nominated you, so it's all good. If I can do it, you can do it too.
Want to be a big pool.
And Martin Hansen Awards, the winners have been announced.
Yeah, well, I saw last night on Facebook. My guy won it, and the council does so many good things. Mm. They got our priceless pass going. They've got the Martin Hansen Awards. They always, the art play for the up to 5-year-olds on a Tuesday. So, it's really, really good of the council to do all these things.
Yeah.
The 26th, we've got Jane Eyre on at 7 o'clock at the GECC.
Yep.
This is an old classic. And on Thursday night, 5:30, 8:30, we've got Reclaim the Night, raising awareness for Violence Against Women's Month. One for the kiddies at Friday night, 6 to 9 p.m., the Halloween disco, free of charge at Dundoon Botanical Garden.
Yeah, that's going to be beautiful, isn't it? I like to confuse kids. At Halloween, I always get dressed up as Santa.
You don't have any trouble confusing me, have I?
Getting dressed up as Santa at Halloween? Got it?
No.
Oh. All right.
I'm confused.
Yeah, gladstoneregion.info. Yeah, that confuses the kids too. Gladstoneregion.info is where you can find out more details. Or you can also pop in to see you guys down at the harbour, down at the marina, or at Agnes Water as well, eh? At one of the offices.
Absolutely. Love to see you, everyone.
Thanks, Gus. See you later.
Cheers, mate.
Bye. See Gus you. From the GAPDL on 4CC. Gladstoneregion.info if you want to find out more details.